First this week, the health assessment body NICE, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, has said that women with menopause symptoms should be offered hormone replacement therapy as first-line treatment, rather than just therapy. To find out more, we put in a call to Heather Curry. Heather's a gynaecologist. She's the founder of Menopause Matters and also served as chair of the British Menopause Society.
HRT is hormone replacement therapy and it is currently the most effective treatment for menopausal symptoms and the consequences of menopause, because menopause is all around becoming low in estrogen. So it kind of makes sense that the hormones that we're replacing with HRT are aiming to counteract the effects of being low in estrogen.
And what sorts of symptoms does that include?
The commonest symptoms are flushes and sweats. And this is related to the lack of estrogen causing the thermostat in our brain going a bit wonky. So our body thinks it's overheating when it's not and switches on these flushes and sweats to try and cool us down when it doesn't need to. But there are also very common mood changes. So low mood, anxiety, depressed mood, difficulty concentrating, often sleep disturbance and joint aches. And these symptoms are probably less well known, although there has been much more awareness of the range of symptoms over the last few years.
And what fraction of people might benefit from taking HRT?
I don't think we have a definite number. So statistics are produced around the numbers of people that are currently taking it, and that has increased massively over recent years, following a fall over 20 years ago with publication of some quite big studies. There was a big loss in confidence and the numbers of people taking treatment dropped significantly. But after many years of trying to get risks back in perspective, of trying to emphasize the benefits of HRT, then numbers have gradually increased and in recent years have gone up massively. So it's up to each woman to work out how are the symptoms affecting her, what is the impact, being aware of what treatments are available and making an informed choice for herself.
And what are NICE saying now then that's different?
They are saying that HRT should be offered first line as treatment for menopausal symptoms. That was also in the 2015 guideline, but there's a bit more focus this time on the role of HRT for menopausal symptoms. However, you would think we'd know everything there is to know about HRT by now, and we do know a lot, but there are still some aspects that we're not sure about.
Given we must now have a lot of data over a long period of time on the use of HRT, what sorts of associations are we seeing with different disease outcomes, though? What's it stopping people getting? What is it not affecting? And what might it increase the risk of getting?
We know that it is really good for our bone health and reduces the risk of osteoporosis, bone thinning, and osteoporosis-related fracture. The two that are a bit controversial, in particular cardiovascular disease, so heart disease. Many, many years ago, we strongly believed that HRT, taken within 10 years of the menopause, did reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And that has shifted a bit generally. It isn't so clear that is the case. And what NICE has come out saying is while there's no increased risk of cardiovascular disease with HRT, there isn't an absolute reduction. Dementia is another reason that women have started to consider the use of HRT to look at, will that reduce the risk of dementia? But the evidence coming out is that it isn't clear that that is the case.
What about breast cancer? Because that spooked a lot of people. 20 years ago, there was an association drawn between HRT use and risk of breast cancer. This has put many people off in the meantime. What do the data show around that? And what's our stance now?
It has. So the stats used by NICE, which is shown very clearly on the visual aids, shows that over 20 years, from 50 to 69, if women don't take HRT, 59 out of 1,000 women will develop breast cancer. If women take combined HRT for 5 years over those 20 years, there would be 20 more women. And if they took combined HRT for 10 years over those 20 years, the total would be 33 more women compared to women who do not take HRT. Now, that might sound like a scary number, but it's all about getting risk in perspective. So in that time, if the women taking HRT had fantastic quality of life and actually were aware of the risk. Everyone needs to be aware of the risk, but it is trying to keep it in perspective. And other things are also risk factors for breast cancer. So it's not just about taking HRT, it's around other lifestyle factors, such as our weight or taking alcohol, for example. So it remains a choice as long as it's an informed choice.
Thanks very much to Heather Curry there.